following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
And greetings, friends around the world. What lies just ahead for the United States and Canada? Do you know that our entire way of life will soon be changed? There is a source which can give us genuine answers to what lies ahead. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith reveals the United States and Canada in prophecy. And now, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith.
My friends, the events of September 11, 2001 should have been a warning, but most people have not heeded. Yet I tell you solemnly, everything around you is going to dramatically change. It is really going to change over the next several years, and the changes will not be pleasant. They will not be what most people are looking for. Millions of Americans and Canadians love to go shopping around the big malls. They seem to be everywhere. They love the hustle and the bustle at the mall, and they have plenty of money with which to buy things. They like to buy things. They like to spend money. They like to be with the people. But I'm sorry to report that this is going to change dramatically, and many other things are going to change throughout our entire society. How do I know? Who gives me the right to know these things? It's because the inspired word of the Creator God specifically identifies who we are. We Canadians and Americans, where we're headed and why. Did you know that approximately 1/4 of the entire Bible is devoted to prophecy? I grew up in a mainstream church. I practically never heard a sermon on prophecy. That 1/4 of the Bible is the neglected fourth. Most ministers don't even talk about it, and most of the rest of them really don't understand that part of the Bible very well at all. Yet many of the prophecies have an end time application. And it's very clear when you understand it. Your Bible specifically described in advance what would happen to ancient Egypt, ancient Tyre, Babylon, and many other nations and cities. Biblical prophecy also describes what will happen regarding a modern resurrected Roman Empire. And it describes what will happen to modern Russia and other nations. Do you believe the great God would leave out the world's most prosperous and powerful nations in the last 150 years, the American and the British descended peoples such as Canada? No, God did not leave us out of his end time prophecies. Of course he didn't. Go get your Bible if you have one. Please check up on me. I want you to prove what I'm about to say out of your own Bible. Turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 and beginning in verse 19. We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed as a light which shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Note the awesome promises God gave to the father of the faithful, Abraham. Most of you read about Abraham, perhaps the most outstanding individual when you really understand it. Not as exciting, perhaps, as King David and the Apostle Paul. But Abraham is called the father of the faithful. Notice what happened to this great man of God and the awesome promises God gave to him and to his descendants. Turn with me back to Genesis now, to the very beginning of this story. Genesis in your Bible, chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. The Eternal had said to Abram, "Get out of your own country, from your kindred, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and your name will be made great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." Turn to Genesis 13 now. Let's follow the story right along, chapter by chapter. Genesis 13, beginning verse 14. The Eternal said to Abram after Lot had separated, "Lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see, I give you and your descendants forever. And I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth." In other words, billions of them, as the dust of the earth. so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants could also be numbered. Let's turn now at this point to Genesis 17. Genesis 17 and verse 1. When Abram was 99 years old, the Eternal appeared to him and said, I am Almighty God, El Shaddai is the Hebrew, the Almighty God, the one who has power over the nations, the one who guides the rise and fall of nations and intervenes and is beginning to intervene, even now, my friends, more than many of you realize, in many things in world affairs. I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, As for me, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. So Abraham was to be a father of many nations. This is not just talking about the son Christ who was to be come along, the descendant Jesus. This is talking about many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and your descendants after you. After Abram, and his name was now changed to Abraham, had been willing to sacrifice his only son, picturing what God was later to literally do, God gave him more of this awesome promise, a tremendous promise. Genesis chapter 22, beginning verse 15. Then the angel of the Eternal called to Abraham second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Eternal, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Abraham had really given of himself. He'd showed his absolute total faith in God by this action. God said to him, In blessing I will bless you, and in multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven. And as the sand which is on the seashore, and your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. That's another part of this promise. Abraham's descendants were to possess the gate of their enemies. What is that gate? Later that is extended to gates. The British Commonwealth and American peoples have controlled the Suez Canal, the Panama Canal, Bab el Mandeb, the Malacca Strait, and many other sea gates all over this earth. And they have been the main gates. Land gates have been of no consequence in modern times. Sea gates have. Turn to Genesis chapter 24, verse 59. So they sent away Rebekah, their sister and her nurse, and Abraham's servant and his men. And they blessed Rebekah. And they said to her, Our sister, may you become the mother of thousands of tens of thousands. And may your descendants possess the gates, plural, of those who hate them. The southern entrance to the Red Sea is called the Bab el Mandeb. The northern entrance, of course, is called the Suez Canal. And the word Bab, B-A-B, in Hebrew and in Arabic, means the same thing. It means a gate. It means a gate. And the very word Bab means gate, and that is the entrance, the southern entrance to the Red Sea. That is the word God used. And that is the word that would signify the Panama Canal, the Suez Canal, the Strait of Gibraltar, all these important sea gates that God gave the British descended peoples and the United States of America in modern times. Turn to Genesis chapter 35. Genesis chapter 35 and beginning in verse 9. Here is more of this awesome promise. Then God appeared to Jacob again. Now we come to the grandson of Abraham. The promise comes right down, as the rest of this book explains. And when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. And God said to him, Your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but your name shall be called Israel. It means blessed of God, or prince of God, overcomer with God. So he called his name Israel. El is one of God's names. Overcomer with God. Also God said to him, I am El Shaddai, God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation, notice, and a company of nations. A great individual nation and an entire company or commonwealth, as we've called it in modern times, of nations shall proceed from you. And kings shall come from your body. Yes, indeed, that has happened. The kings of England and some of the other nations, of course, that have been involved here. The land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I give you, and to your descendants after you, I will give this land. What was that land? Let's turn to the New Testament briefly, to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 4 explains it. I won't read the whole chapter, but this one verse makes it clear. Look it up and look at the context. It says it very clearly. Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise, here it is, that he would be heir of the world, was not to Abraham and his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Because Abraham had absolute faith, not dead faith, but living faith, to do what God said, and he obeyed God. God Almighty gave him the promise to inherit the world. It was eventually to encompass the whole world. At this point, my friends, I'm delighted to offer you, absolutely free, one of the most important booklets ever written, What's Ahead for America and Britain. It will give you the master key to understanding almost 90% of end time prophecy. This book opens up the Bible. Just ask for the booklet, What's Ahead for America? That's all you need. Call now. The toll-free number is on your screen. The operators are waiting.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, the United States and Canada and prophecy. Turn again to Genesis 35, my friends. Turn to Genesis chapter 35, verse 11. I just want to read this powerful scripture one more time. God said, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body. Again, a promise from God of awesome physical blessings. This can't be spiritualized away, my friends. This is talking about great nations. This is not talking just about salvation through Jesus. That's extremely important. But this is a key to prophecy, to understand who we are in biblical prophecy. We Canadians and Americans and British descended peoples. This is clearly describing the peoples of America, Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Never before have so many awesome blessings come to be related nations. Just, you know, to nations that are related by common ancestry and language all over the world. Now please turn to Genesis 48. Genesis 48 this time, and notice what God says here. Here, Israel, as he died, was blessing the sons of Joseph. The sons of Joseph, who became, as you know, after the many-colored coat incident where Joseph disappeared and his father, Jacob, thought he was dead, he was his favorite son, and he gives the blessing of inheritance on the two sons of Joseph. And he blessed Joseph, here it is, in verse 15, and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all the day long until this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads. Let my name be named on them, the name of Jacob, or Israel, as his name became, was to become on who? Not Judah, which was one of the 12 sons of Jacob, of course, but on the sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. Now, that's very clear. Most people don't understand that. When I grew up in Sunday school, I was always taught that Israel means Jew and Jew means Israel. It does not. All Californians are Americans, my friends, but all Americans are not Californians. And we all understand that. We need to understand this also. Judah was one of 12 tribes, but the 10 tribes led by Joseph, the sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, went off. they rebelled against the crown, and they became a separate nation, and for generations they were fighting each other. The Israelites were fighting the Jews, and the Jews were fighting the house of Israel. And you read about that all the way through Kings and Chronicles. So that's never been explained to most of you. Just through the whole Bible, though. Just go back and read it. Let my name, the name Israel, be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And so they were to be this great people, a great nation, and of course a commonwealth or company of nations. Now let's go to Genesis 49. Genesis chapter 49, just as he died, Jacob gives this great blessing. And Jacob called his sons and said, "Gather together that I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days." Not way back when in what we call the Old Testament time, but in the last days. And the Bible speaks about the last days, the latter days, the time of the end. And it always means the years just preceding Christ's second coming. Here's what was to happen to the sons of Joseph and the sons of Israel, all of them in the last days. And he tells how Reuben was unstable. He was not going to get the birthright because he'd gone up to his father's bed. And we understand that. In verse 19, just skipping down, small blessings given to all the nations. Here's an example. Gad, verse 19, a troop shall tramp upon him, but he shall triumph at last. Verse 20, bread from Asher shall be rich. So this nation was to have rich bread, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a deer let loose, verse 21. He gives goodly words. All it said, just tiny little relatively small blessings on the other nations, on the other sons of Israel. But then, starting here in verse 22, absolutely awesome blessings, magnificent blessings upon Joseph, upon Ephraim, upon Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, and what was to happen, frankly, to us. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him. Other nations have been jealous of us, of course, shot at him and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. And interesting, Jacob's pillar stone, the stone of Israel, is in Britain. By the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty he will bless you with the blessings of heaven above, wonderful rain and sun and all these things in due season, blessings of the deep that lies under, the blessings of the oceans around, the blessings of the breasts and of the womb, wonderful healthy children and families and plenty of food, plenty of everything. The blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. You can almost hear the words, some of us Americans. Please forgive us Canadians, but God bless America. From sea to shining sea. This is right in this prophecy. No other people have remotely had this given to them. They shall be upon the head of Joseph, this son of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. And Joseph's two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, were to bear the name Israel. And when you read House of Israel, this is going to happen to Israel. This is going to happen to the house of Israel at the time of the end. You'd better believe it. It's talking about the descendants of Ephraim and Manasseh, who are to be a great nation and a great company or commonwealth of nations at the end of the age. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brothers. And Ephraim, of course, England, remains separate. They're called perfidious Albion down through history, the island nation that stayed apart from the European politics. And then we came way over here, way over to Canada, way over to Australia, and have been a separate people from the European system, from their way of life in many ways, and from their wars, and would have to intervene once in a while, of course, to preserve the balance of power, the balance of peace. Picture the magnificent beauty of Canada and the United States. Think of our great cities and our truly vast wealth. The United States has been the wealthiest and most powerful single nation, and Canada has been one of the largest and most blessed nations on the earth. Remember, the British Empire was the greatest in all of history, all over the earth. The sun never set on the British Empire until recently. These blessings were to come on both Ephraim and Manasseh. But my friends, America, Canada, Britain have sinned terribly. We have turned away from God. Let's be honest. Who else could these prophecies apply to in the latter days except the English-speaking peoples of the world? But we have not honored God in the way we've used the blessings. We've turned away from God, and so we've got to understand what lies ahead. Remember, Israel said that his name, his very name, was to be on Ephraim and Manasseh. So when these prophecies refer to Jacob or the house of Jacob or the house of Israel, they refer to directly to our peoples. But again, my friends, we have forgotten God. We've left God out of our lives and turned our backs on God in a thousand different ways. We've dishonored our Creator. So a loving Father, a loving God, will soon give us corrective punishment that we need, for we have not been God's pet people, but we've been called for a purpose, and we failed in doing that purpose here at the time of the end. We've not been an example to other nations at all, but we've been blessed because of Abraham's obedience. Abraham was blessed not just because God liked his personality, but because he had absolute living faith in God, as we saw in Genesis 22. And turning back to Genesis 26, notice what it says here. And I will make your descendants as the stars of heaven. I will give your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 26:5 now, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. God blessed Abraham because he obeyed his commandments, his statutes, his way of life. We have failed to keep God's commandments. We've dishonored God, turned away from his way of life. Notice Micah chapter 5 and verse 7. Then the remnant of Jacob. Remnant is the last bolt of cloth, as you know, you ladies. The very end of Jacob, the time of the end, shall be in the midst of many peoples like a dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass. Who've been the great peoples of the earth for the last 150 years? The British descended in American peoples, the Commonwealth all over the earth, and the United States. Together we won World War I. We won World War II. We preserved the balance of peace since that time. The greatest nations whenever we stuck together. And God has blessed us immeasurably, like showers. We've been good. We've helped other nations in many ways that tarry for no man nor wait for the sons of men. The little nation calling itself Israel in the Middle East has not been like that. They've been surrounded by Arab nations who outnumber them 20 or 30 to 1. They've been hounded. They've been bombed. They've been scared. They've had to have the help and financial and military support of the United States again and again. This doesn't refer to them. It's ridiculous. You can't possibly refer this to them. This is the people of Jacob, the house of Israel. The remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, the other nations, in the midst of many people, like a lion among the beasts of the forest. That's the way we were in World War I and again in World War II, like a young lion among the flocks of the sheep, who if he passes through both treads down and tears in pieces and none can deliver. Your hand shall be lifted against your adversaries and all your enemies shall be cut off. Yes, the great God blessed us powerfully. And it shall be in that day, says the Eternal, in the very day we've been the most powerful, right now, that I will cut off your horses. Moffat translates it, your war horses, our planes, our tanks, our ships, our nuclear submarines, the modern implements of war. God is going to cut them off and destroy your chariots, our tanks. I will cut off your cities from the land and throw down all your strongholds. I will cut off sorceries, and you shall have no more soothsayers. Your carved images I will cut off, where we have pictures supposedly representing God or Christ. You can't put Christ in a box. You can't put God in a little picture frame. That's ridiculous. I'm going to cut it all off, and your sacred pillars from your midst. You shall no more worship the work of your hands. I will pluck your wooden images from your midst. Thus will I destroy your cities, and I will execute vengeance and anger and fury on the nations that have not heard. Yes, even the Gentile nations are going to be punished then at the very time of the end. But first God punishes us. So at the very time we become the greatest, God will intervene to humble us and to give us the punishment we so richly deserve and to wake us up. Again, my friends, be sure to call or write for your free copy of our enormously important booklet, What's Ahead for America and Britain? It spells out this vital key to unlocking end-time prophecy. This booklet contains charts, maps, and historical quotations to help you really prove our national identity. What's ahead for American Britain will be sent absolutely free upon your request. So call the toll-free number on the screen right now. Just ask with the booklet, What's Ahead for America? That's all you need. The operators are waiting.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Finally, my friends, please turn with me to one of the clearest scriptures on this subject in the entire Bible about what's happening or going to happen to Canada and to America and their British descended peoples. Jeremiah chapter 30, and let's begin in verse 4. Jeremiah 30. Jeremiah was written over 100 years after Israel's ancient punishment. It's talking very clearly about the time of the end. And I'll have to hurry here, but notice this. These are the words the Eternal spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Verse 4. Notice, Israel and Judah. Even God says it. Two separate peoples. He described people scared to death, men bent over grabbing their stomach, all faces turned pale. He says, alas, verse 7, for that day is great, so that none is like it. No time of trouble in human history like this. This is the time of the great tribulation that Jesus described in Matthew 24, verse 21. This time is so great that none is like it. And whose trouble is it? It is the time of Jacob's trouble, the trouble coming on Israel, modern Israel at the time of the end. And he says at the very end of this, he's going to lift our bonds. We've gone into slavery. And verse 9, his people are going to come back from slavery and serve David, their king, whom I will raise up for them. It's the time of the resurrection when Christ comes as King of kings. And as many scriptures explain, King David will be resurrected and be king over the 12 tribes of Israel, a literal kingdom to be set up. But first, we have to be punished, and it's described because of our sins in verses 14 and 15, because our sins have increased. God help all of us to wake up and begin to truly seek God. Again, be sure to call immediately and request your free copy of What's Ahead for America and Britain, and be sure to make time each week to tune in to Tomorrow's World program. On this program, you'll gain precious information and insights available nowhere else. Richard Ames and I will give you understanding of current events and of the exciting prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.